McDonald explains why he did not announce that he was also returning the gifts at the same time he revealed he'd be paying back loans given to him by Williams.
The first thing I thought was important was to get the loans repaid, and because that was the significant amount of the money, Mark, was about $120,000 plus interest, and so I wanted to be able to get that done.
He says he met with his lawyers first to make sure the items could be properly returned. He also says his daughter has given back a wedding gift given to her by Williams. He says he hasn't done anything wrong but wants to restore the public's trust in him. He says rather than question him, though, lawmakers need to look into amending the state's gift and disclosure laws.
And whether or not the cap should be put on the number of gifts, maybe the type of gifts that are more directly personal, dealing with recreation, etc., maybe those should be limited.
McDonald says he never asked for these gifts, but he was also asked if his wife had. He defends her, but also says it's not up for discussion. Finally, he says the money used to repay Williams was from family assets, not from taking out more loans. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.